And finally today, Don Everly of the Everly Brothers has died. And if the name doesn't mean anything to you, the songs surely will.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up.
The singer and guitarist's death was announced by his family on Instagram. He was 84 years old. The other half of the Everly Brothers, Don's brother Phil, died in 2014. The duo influenced generations of musicians, including the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
In the early days of rock and roll, Don and Phil Everly's blend of infectious harmonies with drums and guitar gave them a string of top 10 hits.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry.
Among those listening was a young Graham Nash. In 2014, Nash told NPR he and Alan Clark, with whom he formed the Hollies, heard Bye-Bye Love one night at a Catholic school dance in the north of England.
It stopped Alan Clark and I in our tracks. We had never heard anything like that. I mean, we were two teenagers that were singing together, but we didn't sound like that.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness.
Don Everly was born in Brownie, Kentucky in 1937. The brothers' parents, Ike and Margaret Everly, were touring musicians. Eventually, little Donnie and baby boy Phil were part of the act, singing four-part harmonies with their parents. The brothers' early training paid off. Warner Brothers reportedly offered them a $1 million recording contract, a lot of money in 1960.
Don't want your love.
Despite the hits, there was growing tension between the Everly brothers. They spent 6 months in the Marine Corps reserves. Both brothers struggled with drug addiction. Then the Beatles started taking over the airwaves. Don and Phil's relationship came to a dramatic end in 1973. At a concert in California, Phil smashed his guitar and stormed off stage. They didn't speak for years. Then, in 1983, a musician friend convinced them to do a reunion concert at London's Royal Albert Hall. When Don Everly spoke to NPR a few years later, he talked about what it was like creating those lush, at times yearning harmonies with his brother.
When Phil and I hit that one spot where I call it the Everly Brothers, I don't know where it is, because it's not me or it's not him, it's the two of us together. And so it amazes me sometimes. It did especially at the reunion. I'd been away from it for so long. And went out on stage with Phil, went out in front of the audience. Rehearsals, it didn't really feel like it did when we got out in front of the audience. I looked over at Phil and he was singing away, and I was singing away, and it just seemed like it was coming from someplace else.
I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I
It was like lightning striking, Linda Ronstadt once told NPR of Don and Phil's voices coming together. She went on to say that she and other artists like Bob Dylan, the Byrds, and the Eagles all went streaming through this gate that the Everly Brothers opened. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.